Good morning. We're starting Klal Samach Zayin, which is the Lachos of Kibud Avaim. So the Chayyim gives a specific example of how to be mechaber Kibud Avaim, and then he just goes into a more of a hashkafa conversation of the chashivas of Kibud Avaim. So he starts out with Imyesh LaAvaim, the person has a parent, father or a mother. Yishtad Alasik B'Sorchem, a person should be involved in taking care of their needs. She mitzvah the same in the Torah. That is considered part of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, taking care of the needs of the parents. And it's the same in the Torah. V'hi chamurus v'chamurus, which is the language of the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is one of the most important mitzvahs. So now the Chayyadim adds an interesting point. The Gemara actually has a list of specific actions a person is mechuyev to do for covenant purposes and actions a person is mechuyev to do for year purposes. The Torah says, the Torah also says, Ish imoy vaviv tiro, person has to have awe from his parents. But the Gemara comes along and says it's referring to specific actions a person has to be. You shouldn't argue with his parents, shouldn't sit in their place. That's the year element. He has a certain amount of awe, so he would not put himself on the same level as the parents. He keeps his certain actions he does to help the parents, etc. So it sounds like there's a specific list, and that's it. Chayyadim says that's not incorrect. The Torah is describing an attitude and how we approach the whole concept. And the Chazal are giving us some examples of how that would play out on a practical level. But it's not limited to the examples of Chazal, which is interesting because the Shulchan Aruch also basically just quotes the Gemara and lists the examples that the Gemara gives, and that's all it says. So one could believe that the mitzvah is specifically those type of actions. And so the Chayyadim is saying that it's incorrect. So a person has to be extremely careful with the kavod of a parent or the mara of a parent. The Torah equates the kavod that we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the kavod that we give to parents. And where do you see their hukish? So the Torah uses the parallel language by Kavod Hashem that he uses by Kibud Avaim, and Ksiv Es Hashem L'Kecho Tiro V'Achinam Ksiv Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro. It says the language of Yira by Kodesh Baruch Hu, a language of Yira by parents. So the Torah and the Gemara, this is based on a Gemara in Bamitziah. So the Torah uses and Kedushin. So the Torah uses this language and a parallel language to teach us that the Torah is equating in some way the level of responsibility that a person has to be mechabed a parent and to have awe from a parent as the way the one has vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chayyadim continues along with more words along those lines. Just maybe want to add, there are multiple time of a mitzvah which are given in regards to the concept of the Kibud Avaim. Now it's important to understand that a time of a mitzvah, your gifted always explain that a time, it means a flavor. It doesn't, just like the food, the primary impact that the food has, the nutritional value is independent of the flavor. The power of a mitzvah is independent of the time of the mitzvah. But the same way flavor is beneficial, it's helpful for a person to swallow the nutrition, because if it tastes good, he's motivated to eat it. So a mitzvah, which makes sense to us, and we see the benefits, is a little bit easier to force ourselves to do it. So the tam is something which gives us a flavor in the mitzvah. But it's not the actual reason why Hashem said something. We don't know the reasons why Hashem says things. Many could be there multiple reasons. We don't know exactly why Hashem said something, but we can see reasons which, in our minds, connect us to the concept. So there are multiple reasons given in regards to Kibud Avaim. Sefer HaChinuch seems to approach it from the angle of Hakaras HaTov. These individuals were the people who brought the person into the world, and everything which he accomplishes in this world is because of that act. Usually the parents are able to take care of the child, and they take care of the child for years. So they take care of all the child's needs. They invest tremendous amounts of money in the child. So the child has a chiyuv to have a korset toiv to the parents. That's the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch. Rav Hirsch says a different approach. He says the parents act as the vehicle to pass on the Masara to the children. We tend to learn from people that we respect. People that we do not respect, we don't learn from. So if we want the child to learn from the parents, we need to create a atmosphere that the child looks at the parent with respect and awe, and therefore when the parent says something, the child will listen to it, integrate it, think about it, respect the idea because it's coming from somebody that he respects. So in order that the Masara should go well from generation to generation, the Torah gave the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. A third explanation which is given is that from the kavod that a person gives to a parent, a person learns how to give kavod and have yira, and then he can learn from that action how to do it vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So multiple explanations are given. So the Chayyim is going to touch a little more on these ideas, Beis Hashem, in the next year.